This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The whitetail season is now open, and for the many thousands of Illinois archers who enjoy pursuing whitetails, the deer hunt is started. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors program. Well, the Illinois archery deer season's officially kicked off on October 1st when deer and turkey became fair game, and thus far things are looking pretty good for deer hunters. Now, Illinois archers are offered more than 3 months to pursue deer and wild turkeys. The season opened October 1st, and archery hunting hours are a half hour before sunrise to a half hour after sunset. During the past three-day weekend that also included the youth hunt, archery hunters heading to the deer stands during the special youth season were required to wear a solid blaze orange hat and our cap and blaze orange upper and outer garments. Now, the bright color made it more visible for hunters to be seen by the young people participating in the youth deer hunt. And according to the rule, this applied to all trappers and hunters, including small game, migratory bird, fur bearer, archery deer, and turkey hunters. And they must all have had required or complied with the requirement to wear blaze orange in counties open to the youth hunt. Now, the same blaze orange clothing requirement is in effect during the muzzleloader only, the late winter CWD hunt, and the regular firearm deer hunting seasons. Now, the results are showing pretty good returns right now. Some hunters are claiming that the increased harvest shows deer populations are much greater than they were last year. However, the increased harvest is actually more likely due to better hunting conditions. Cooler weather has dominated the first week of this year's hunt, while warm weather plagued hunters last year during the early weeks of the season. And this year, many Illinois archers are reporting seeing more deer and enjoying good success. Hunters will merely need to wait much longer to see if this success continues. Now, results, we do have some results here for the first 5 days of October. They show hunter success well ahead of last year's total for the same period. During this period, Illinois hunters harvested 4,915 whitetails, and the figures are up significantly from the 2013 figures, which was 2,611. They say now, although we don't have any official figures, the figure is now nearly 8,000. And the top five counties in archery harvest during this period were Pike with 175, Fulton with 171, Jefferson with 148, Adams with 106, and Joe Davies with 98. Now, this is for the first 5 days. And results for some of our local counties show Calhoun County archers bagging 41 deer, up from 28 last year. In Greene County, hunters harvested 15, 20 more than a year ago. Archers in Macoupin County recorded 73 whitetails, some 44 more, while Morgan County hunters tagged 39 deer, up by 20 from last year. The archery harvest in Jersey County for the first 5 days was 40 compared to 26 a year ago, and Madison County archery harvest stood at 86, 39 more than 2013, and Montgomery County hunters bagged 70 deer compared to 38 during the same period last year. Now, the Illinois archery deer season continues through January 18th. It does temporarily close during the two long weekends of firearm deer hunting scheduled for November 21st through the 23rd and December 4th through the 7th. A special muzzleloader season is scheduled for December 12th through the 14th, and hunters possessing muzzleloader permits are also allowed to hunt during the second segment of the regular firearm deer season, which again is December 4th through the 7th. A special split late season antlerless only deer hunt is scheduled for January 1st through the 4th and January 16th through the 18th. These permits typically become available over the counter at licensed vendors beginning in mid-December. And in addition, hunters with unfilled county permits from the regular firearm deer season, the youth season, and the muzzleloader seasons may also hunt during this special season, provided their permits are valid in the county that's open to this hunt. It is important to note that the unfilled permits are only valid for the counties that they were originally issued. And hunters wishing to utilize unfilled firearm and muzzleloader permits should check with the Department of Natural Resources to ensure that their county is open for the late season hunt. So there we go. We do have a very good start for this archery deer hunt, and we're still waiting for results from the youth hunt. It may be down a little bit. We did have some pretty dreary weather for a day or two, so we'll have to wait and see. Crappie is again the topic at most local lakes as well as Illinois' Big Three reservoirs. In fact, crappie fishing has been very good at most area local lakes. Anglers are heading out and finding the fall crappie bite is well underway. And the word from Rend is more good crappie action here. At Rend Lake in the state's southern reaches, crappie are rated good. Jigs are working very well. Quarter ounce pink and white tube jigs seem to be doing the trick, as well as small and medium minnows. They're fishing in the main lake drop-off areas, the Gun Creek area. Shoreline fishermen are fishing near structures. The hot spots have been the Jackie Branch, the Sandusky, the Sailboat Harbor, the Markham Coves, and the Ina Boat Ramp. And largemouth bass fishermen at Rend are also finding good success. Plastic worms, black and blue jigs, minnows, and spinnerbaits are producing in the shallow bays and near brushy cover and bushes. They're fishing around the bridges and along the rocks, and reports of fish are coming from the Jackie Branch, Sandusky Cove, and below the dam. And more good news are coming from the catfish anglers. Over at Rend, they're finding good catfish action on a variety of commercial catfish baits, as well as leeches, nightcrawlers, and large minnows. Hot spots have been the Baltonville Dam, the Turnip Patch, Jackie Branch, the North Sandusky Day Use Area. All have been very good spots. Anglers are fishing about 3 to 4 feet above the rocks, and also fishing in moving water with leeches and drift fishing the flats. And the white bass rated fair at Rend. The jig and curly tail grubs, the inline spinners producing in the shallow bays near the brush cover and bushes. They're also fishing along the rocks and drop-offs. Reports of fish are also coming here in from around the 154 bridges. So we got lots of fishing action at Rend Lake, and more good crappie action reported at Carlisle Lake. The crappie are starting to come into the shallow water now, and at Carlisle the bite is about 5 foot deep or shallower even. And they're catching good numbers of fish in the spillway as well. They're seeing some nice crappie coming from the spillway on minnows and tube jigs, and minnows as well as tube jigs, as we mentioned, but minnows tagged on tube jigs are producing even better. And the catfish bite still red hot at Carlisle. In the main lake, catfish are very active. They're catching them on bait shrimp, and pulling line fishermen are having very good success using a variety of commercial catfish baits. In the tailwaters, catfish are active on night crawlers and cheese baits, and live baits have been producing some flathead in the spillway. The bass, there's been a hit and miss affair. There's just not been a lot of bass action reported, but then again, there's not been a lot of bass fishermen heading out. So there's plenty of good fishing at Carlisle, maybe not with the bass, but the crappie and the catfish are yielding excellent success. And at Lake Shelbyville, fishing guide Steve Welch is saying it's shaping up to be one of those weeks. The fish are on the move, and the falling water temperatures with strong winds to boot have brought the surface temperature down from 71 to 66, and this is pushing the fish back into the coves and in the creeks. He says they like this cooler weather temperatures, but more importantly, the bait does, and they've seen big migrations of bait pushing back into the bigger coves. He's still using minnows under slip bobbers, but not fishing very deep. They're targeting down trees and brush in about 10 feet of water. They'll soon be fishing even shallower, and that could be probably this week. They're fishing the main lake brush, but as well as they're looking to occasionally deeper brush, 12 to 15 feet deep when the wind is blowing. And he says they've been limiting out about every day, and some days they thought it was impossible to fight the 20-mile-an-hour winds, but being on the water every day helps with the transition of fishing coves, and bouncing back and forth on the main lake to the coves is helping with their catch. Their plan is to start jig fishing once the temperatures fall to 60, but they don't see a lot of fish on the main lake structure on the north end. There just aren't many boats out there and get that kind of report of what they're doing. So most days he sees a dozen or so boats on the lake, so there's not a whole lot of fishermen heading out, but they're still catching good numbers of crappie. The catfish bite still pretty good at Lake Shelbyville as well. All types of live and commercial baits working there. And the bass bite, it's an all-day affair now. Spinner baits, buzz baits, plastic worms fishing some of the structure along the shoreline is yielding some pretty good success. So there's lots of good action to be found at Lake Shelbyville too. And our local lakes, the crappie bite, like we say, it's the hot thing going. So grab your minnows and head out now. This is the time to catch a good catch of crappie and bring them home for a crappie fillet dinner. And that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time. And until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hicken.